Victor, have you ever visited a psychic?
No, my sisters have, and they took my palm afterwards and were like, "You'll live to be 80 years old." I'm like, "All right."
It's always you're going to live to be 80. The psychic never says, "Oh, you have 3.5 days." Because then 3.5 days later, you can just come and visit the psychic. They always project it out where the psychic will be long dead before you can confront him or her.
Or they just like murder you to make their own psychic predictions come true.
On that note, always like to segue with murder. Why don't you tell us about our first guest?
So our first guest today is Ross Blotcher. He's the co-host of the podcast, Oh No, Ross and Carrie. Carrie is actually a student here at USC, and she's like this very lively girl, and Ross is this kind of matter-of-fact man with a really deep voice. I don't know if I can imitate that properly. But anyways, they investigate these either groups, cults, maybe theories, and they try to give them face value.
They're skeptics.
Yes.
So they don't just, you know, sit back in their ivory tower and make fun of what other people think are fringe religions or cults or things along those lines. They actually go there and see what these people are actually all about.
Yeah, and then they make fun of them. So for our first piece, let's hear from Ross. I just want to start off by you telling me what inspired you to do the show with Carrie.
So yeah, we have the podcast Oh No, Ross and Carrie, and we investigate fringe religions, alternative medical treatments, spirituality. It can be like medium psychics, haunted places. We just do it firsthand and report on it. Carrie and I realized early on in our friendship that we were unique and that we wanted to go experience these things. And so it all stemmed out of this Kabbalah incident. She said, you know, do you want to go to this thing? They're talking about, you know, the month of whatever it was and the Virgo sign. And we're like, yeah, let's go to the Kabbalah Center. And everybody else around us, like at our, it was like a skeptics book club. They're all like, yeah, no, why would I want to waste my time doing that? We're like, what are you talking about? It sounds totally fun.
It's Kabbalah.
Exactly. So we went, we experienced it. And when we got back, everybody's like, well, tell us what happened. Okay, you didn't want to go, but you want to hear about it. And that's when it kind of clicked, like, oh, we might have something here.
What's your fave story that you've actually done, your favorite story?
Well, you know, it always comes back to the Mormons, because we joined the Mormon religion, actually went through 6 months worth of the classes and got so invested in them because they got so invested in us. And they were so like unguarded about it. You know, they're just, oh, you want to know? We'll tell you what we believe. And so that's always our go-to. We kind of compare everything against that, I guess.
It's like, to me, you often empathize with your subjects.
Yeah, usually we'll connect with the people on a personal level. We also tried to set ourselves apart by being nice, because I think there's a lot of content out there where people are just kind of bagging on these beliefs and ideas. And, you know, we try to give everybody hopefully a fair shake. I would say we have a slightly different attitude when it's someone who we feel knows what they're doing and they're doing something that's like purposefully false. We did an investigation of Teresa Caputo, the Long Island medium. I don't know if you've seen her on TV. She's got like the big white hair, the nails. Our investigation was attending one of her shows and paying like the $90 per seat or whatever it was. My opinion is that she knows what she's doing. Like, she's playing a certain game. She's doing cold reading, kind of pulling information from them visually maybe, and having them provide information without realizing it, and also doing some really smart guesswork and then kind of working down a trail that gets you to something specific without having them realize the path that led to that. When we see something like that, then we're like, all right, not cool.
Is there like something every time you do one of these podcasts, you make sure to do?
You know, we'll usually try to go in blind if we can. I mean, sometimes, of course, we learn about them or hear about them or read up on them. But we would love to just walk in and kind of see what happens in someone's mind when they're arriving at this group. And we'll report on that. And maybe sometimes that will be at odds with the experience of someone who had been within that organization for 20 years, because they know a whole lot more than we were given as first-time visitors.
Has there ever been a moment where you've felt in danger from doing a story that you're investigating?
I'd say the most dangerous one that we investigated was the Tony Alamo cult. So we're getting into this, you know, van with all these people and being shuttled off 40 minutes into kind of the hills. And I'm seeing the bars disappear on my phone. Meanwhile, we've already read about these people, and we know that the leader of the group, who's in jail for 175 years for child molestation and marrying kids as young as 9.
It's a lot of life sentences right there.
Yeah. Yeah, right? Exactly. We had also read these stories about, like, him having people beaten with planks and, you know, these really horrible things. So I'd say that was the scariest situation we got ourselves in, when we're like, these people turn on us. That could be dangerous.
So, like, you got there and it was like, just be one of them. Just be one of them.
Right, yeah. And it didn't help. Poor Carrie, like, will often find out things about a group by what she wears, kind of unwittingly. You know, it's like, it's wearing your normal clothing. And when we went there the first time, as we were getting into that van, they're like, did you see her skirt? And, like, you can hear them muttering to each other. They're like, yeah, I don't know. We'll see what happens when we get to the church. And we get to the church, and they take her to a room in the back, and they make her change into a pair of pants. And they've got a bunch of pants back there for women to change into if their skirt is inappropriate.
Is there an investigation that was like kind of like your biggest learning experience, or just like, well, we should never do this again?
The one that comes to mind, yeah, and here's a big lesson we learned, is that we joined the Ordo Templi Orientis, which is a kind of a black magic group. They're not Satanists. Don't call them Satanists. They don't want to be called Satanists. So we joined them. We were doing the rituals, and we thought maybe we were eating cookies that were baked with human sperm. We didn't know. We published the first episode, and then we went back to experience more. And they had already heard the podcast. They'd found out about it, and we were forever more banished. So we learned a lesson there. Don't publish until you're done investigating. Don't think you can, like, put out part one and then do more. Also with OTO, we tried using fake names, and that did not work for me because, like, we tried to call me Rob Denman instead of Ross Blotcher, and both Carrie and myself kept calling me Ross. So that was stupid. Why not just use the same first name?
Are you going to continue doing this the same process, or is there something, I don't know, bigger plan that you might have for the show?
I think it'll be largely the same. You know, we'll try to mix it up and do something new. So, okay, we just did one on psychics, so let's do something that's kind of an alternative medical thing. Okay, it's been a while since we've gone on a ghost investigation. Another thing I do, and I've been doing this even longer than the podcast, is I'm involved with a group called the IIG, the Independent Investigations Group, and we actually offer a cash prize for anyone who can prove a paranormal ability. So I'm putting this out there in case any of you are listening to this and thinking, you know what, I can talk to the dead, or I can levitate, or any of those abilities. We will actually test you. We'll devise a test. Say, okay, you're a water dowser. What we're going to do is we're going to put, you know, a bunch of bottles under boxes so you can't see what's in them. One of them will have water, the rest won't. And if you can pass consistently, at odds way better than chance, of course, we set it so that you be showing that you really have this ability. You're not just guessing. You get $100,000 for it. So we have kind of the podcast, which is the experiential thing. But if someone wants to win that money, they come to the IIG.
Everyone, you're just listening to Ross Blotcher of Oh No, Ross and Carrie.
We show up so you don't have to.
Yeah. They show up so we don't have to.
But you can if you want to.
Yeah. Show up if you want to. You know, it might be a little sketchy, but it's all good. Thanks so much, Ross.
Thank you, Victor.